This is meteorologist Ken Schultz with the WHAS Storm Team Forecast. We do have showers and thundershowers down to our south this morning. Around Bowling Green, they're getting some rain. These showers and storms are weakening now as they travel off to the east. Will not be a factor in our weather this morning. There is a 30% chance that we could see some scattered thunderstorms coming up this afternoon, however. And it's going to be hot and humid. The high temperature around 90. Our wind will be southwest at 10. Tonight, muggy. Another chance for a thunderstorm or a low 70. Tomorrow, hot, humid, a 40% chance for scattered thunderstorms, the high near 90. And Wednesday, more of the same. Hot and humid, chance of thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s, close to 90 degrees. Lexington's mostly sunny, 73. Louisville, we have mostly cloudy skies, 74 degrees at 84 WHAS. I'm Ken Schultz.
I'm Jackie Rourke, News Radio 84 WHAS, Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. Depend on it.
This is the Jay Norris Show on 84 WHAS. Call 571-8484 in Metro Louisville or toll free 1-800-444-8484. And now, here's Jane Norris.
Good morning, Louisville. Thanks for joining me. For those of you hearing me for the first time, actually hearing a talk host in this time period for the first time, I hope it comes as a pleasant surprise for you. I know that many of you are used to listening to Jack Fox in this time period. I'm pleased to be with you this morning. I'm thrilled to be here in Louisville hosting a talk show with you. And I hope you tune in every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, right here on the Jane Norris Show. Because we're going to be talking about, well, the stuff you want to talk about. The things you talk about at the water cooler, the episodes you see on television every night on the news, world events, politics, lifestyle stuff, all of that is going to be what you'll hear on the Jane Norris Show every day from 9 to noon. It's your chance to talk back. Now, that's unusual in today's environment. It's not often that people ask you for your opinion, but I do. And I encourage you to call in, whether you agree or you disagree with me. I want you to call in and feel comfortable to do so on this show. This is your forum. It's my show, but it's your forum. And I welcome your response and participation in it. So I hope that you'll enjoy doing the show as much as I anticipate enjoying doing it with you. And let me just give you a little background on myself, since probably many of you are unfamiliar with me. I did some work in the South at WSB Radio in Atlanta. I have also worked in Los Angeles at KFI Radio. I most recently did a full-time show at WINK in Fort Myers, Florida. That's where I came from. And the reason I came to Louisville, I did a fill-in show here on a Sunday morning that I was so impressed with, that I so liked the response that I got from the audience, that I felt that this would be an excellent place to do a full-time talk show. That's why I was thrilled when HAS gave me the opportunity to come here and do a show from 9 to noon. And I'm very much looking forward to the day-to-day of this show. I am very much looking forward to getting the ideas and opinions that you have that are unique to Louisville and the South. Because in Florida, issues are different. Everywhere across the country, issues are different. In Florida, it's a big deal, the Haitian immigration policy. President Clinton is a big deal in Florida, where I came from. Conservatism is a big deal in Florida, where I came from. Rush Limbaugh and the orange juice protest is a big deal in Florida, where I came from. And those same issues don't really translate necessarily to Louisville. It will be a different attitude. it will be a different set of issues. It'll be a different set of information and ideas that I bring to you here. But nonetheless, it's all going to be interesting. And if you're looking for an ideology, if you're anticipating that I'll tell you whether I'm conservative or whether I'm liberal or whether I'm a Republican or whether I'm a Democrat, I'm not going to do that, folks. That's up to you to decide. You can label me if you like, because people just tend to love labels, don't they? They just love labels. I am a thinking person. This is a thinking person's show, right? It's a show where I give you the benefit of my ideas and opinions, and you get a chance to talk back. Give me your ideas and opinions. I don't really fall into any category. I call them as I see them. You don't get the opportunity, as I do, in your daily events to go through the newspapers, read all of the various periodicals that I do. I mean, that's my job. I really like it. I enjoy doing it. I read vociferously. I read everything I can get my hands on. And because of that, I get a broader perspective, perhaps, than you might. And I get to share that with you, and you obviously have your own opinions about things, and they are welcome on this show. So those are the ground rules, basically, for the Jane Norris Show. We're happy to engage in any conversation that you want to talk about, anything that you'd like to talk about. But basically, I set the agenda for the show. I let you know what it is that we're going to be discussing that day. And I want to hear your opinions on those topics. If we get too far afield, then it gets confusing and messy. And one thing we hate is a messy talk show. So let's start with, can I just start with the Crusade for Children for a moment? Because I got a chance to participate in that yesterday. And I was here in the WHAS television studios, and it was really fun. It was really a fun event. I must say to you, I have never experienced anything like that in my professional career. I have never seen a locally initiated fund drive that is so well participated in, that has so much involvement from the community. It is really rare. Do you realize how rare that is? To raise over $3,700,000, somewhere in that neighborhood? For local charities, that is really unheard of. They do other telethons around the country, but they don't raise that level of cash. And the other thing was the cash. The fact that people actually bring dollars and change into the studio and dump them into little containers, that's amazing. Just amazing. So I want to commend you. If you need commendation, if you need thanks, if you need sort of an observer to say, my word, you're doing a wonderful job for the community, then let me just be the one who says it to you, to sort of as a stranger coming in from out of town, and pat you on the back a little bit and let you just, bask in the glow of the good work that you did yesterday for the Crusade for Children. And let me also just say to you, if you have been touched by the Crusade for Children, if your family or friends, neighbors or loved ones, relatives, associates, business partners, other people in your daily life have been touched by the Crusade for Children, have benefited from the fundraising effort, have received monies for help, then I'd really like to hear from you, and I will do this throughout the morning. If you have a story about the Crusade for Children, if you've been touched at all in any way and have a great story that you want to share with us this morning, then I would encourage you to call at 571-8484, 1-800-444-8484, and toll free from Cellular One subscriber telephones, 511 here on 84WHAS. We're going to break for some commercial messages, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about D-Day and the coverage that you're seeing on television, and we'll talk about whether or not anyone in this country could envision a time when we could all gather together so patriotically as we did during World War II. We'll discuss that after this on 84 WHAS.